Once again, good morning. As we've discussed a few times today, tomorrow is Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is a big day for remembering those who died in service of our country. And a lot of us spend this way differently from each other. Some of us go out and we do exactly that. We go and remember those who gave their lives in the service, and we decorate their graves, and we spend time with those lost loved ones. But then some of us, we get that use that day to get together as friends and family, spend time with each other, have a barbecue, and just have that quality time, and then other people are just happy to have the day off from work. But nonetheless, we use that day to remember those who gave their lives. And while tomorrow is Memorial Day, today is Sunday, the first day of the week. And every first day of the week, we take a memorial that is for Jesus and the sacrifice that he gave to us for our salvation. And we come together to take this memorial every first day of the week, as the disciples did, as we read in Matthew 26:26-29. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to each disciple and said, "Take, eat this, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks to it, and saying, drink from it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many of the remissions of sin. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And we take this every week because if we forget about this memorial, Jesus says in John 6:53-56 that we will have no life, that we'll be empty. As we read, Jesus says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up from the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is my drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." We have life through the sacrifice of Jesus. And we remember that today through the memorial. Says on the, even on the front of the table, "Do this in remembrance of me." Tomorrow we will remember those who laid their lives down for us, for our country. But today we remember Jesus and the sacrifice that he gave to us.